playing game with her on the team.
Look at her.
Come on.
She's standing. She's getting the ball.
You eat shit.
Come on, grow up, stand up and take care of yourself. Come on, do it.
Go on, right now. Move.
Carrie? Carrie, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't know,
okay?
I'm sorry.
David, come on now. Don't you know? Listen, listen. I'm gonna talk to you about it now, okay? Now just calm down. Just relax. See, they're all gone. All gone. Now listen, it's gonna be okay.
Yeah, for my own high school prom, pay that much money. I have to take it.
Isn't she a bit old for her?
Her first period.
Yes.
Morty, until a half hour ago, I didn't even think she knew there was such a thing.
It's really hard to believe. In this day and age, a girl in high school wouldn't know something. Facts.
Well, she didn't. But I don't know why that should surprise us. I mean, knowing that mother of hers.
Collins, we can't interfere with people's beliefs.
I know, I know.
As for the girls.
Well, Carrie's always been their scapegoat, you know?
You'll have to do something.
I will. But see, the thing is, Morty, that I knew how they felt. See, the whole thing just made me want to take her and shake her, too. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It was just her period, for God's sake.
Oh, we'll send her home. Miss Finch, you send in Cassie Wright.
It's Carrie White.
Come in, Cassie.
Carrie.
Miss Finch, would you bring in a dismissal slip? You thought you might take the rest of the day and go home. Take care of yourself, Cassie. We're all very sorry about this incident.
It's Carrie.
Thank you. Would you like to go to the infirmary? Lie down for a while.
I think Carrie can go home.
Would you like a ride? We could call you a cab.
I'm sure she can walk home. And Carrie, you're dismissed from gym for a week. Just take study hall instead, okay?
We're all sorry about this incident, Cassie.
It's Carrie!
Mrs. White.
How have you been, Mrs. Smith?
Fine.
And the doctor?
Fine.
And your daughter?
Sue is fine. Won't you come in, Mrs. White?
Oh, how kind of you.
I think Carrie is in some of Sue's classes.
Yes.
Well, perhaps sometime she might like to visit.
I'm here on the Lord's work, Mrs. Snell. Spread the gospel of God's salvation through Christ's blood.
Yes, of course.
I have something here I know is going to interest the doctor and you. The teenager's path to salvation through the cross of Jesus.
I don't think Sue would be very interested in
that. Oh, the children are wandering through the wilderness of sin these days, Mrs. Snell.
My Sue is a good girl.
These are godless times, Mrs. Snell.
I'll drink to that.
We'll all read these.
Excuse me. Please sit down, Mrs. White.
Hello. Betty, can I call you back? And Margaret White is here.
Good morning.
Right.
Are you accusing me?
White.
I can't believe this.
Just let me get rid of her and I'll call
you
back.
Are you saying that...
I have something here, Mrs. Snell, that I think you might profit from.
Mrs. White, I'd like to contribute $10.
I see. I pray you find Jesus.
Hey, wasn't that Carrie White's mother?
Hey, I didn't hear you come in.
Well, what'd she want?
I know you're listening. Come on downstairs.
Mama? Who was that? Called.
Tell me, Mama. No.
And God made Eve from the rib of Adam. And Eve was weak and loosed the raven on the world. And the raven was called sin. Say it. The raven was called sin.
Why didn't you tell me, Mama?
Say it.
No.
The raven was called sin.
Oh, woman. And the raven was called sin.
And first sin was intercourse. First sin was intercourse.
I didn't sin, Mama.
No. Say it.
I didn't sin, Mama.
The first sin was intercourse. First sin was intercourse. First sin was intercourse.
And the first sin was intercourse, Mama. I was so scared. I thought I was dying. And the girls, they all laughed at me and threw things at me,
And
Mama.
Eve was weak. Say it.
No, Mama.
Eve was weak.
No.
Eve was weak.
No.
Eve was weak. Say it.
No, Mama.
Say it.
Eve was weak. Eve was weak.
And the Lord visited Eve with a curse. And the curse was the curse of blood.
You should have told me, Mama. You should have told me.
Oh, Lord, help the sinning woman see the sin of her days and ways. Show her that if she had remained sinless, the curse of blood would never have come on her. She may have been tempted by the Antichrist. She may have committed the sin of lustful thoughts.
No, Mama,
oh, don't
no.
lie to me, Carrietta. Don't you know by now I can see inside you? I can see the sin as surely as God can.
No, Mama, you're...
We'll pray.
No!
We'll pray,
no,
woman.
No!
Pray to Jesus for our lustful sin and sorrows.
No,
God visiting
no,
the curse.
No!
This was the...
No! No, Mama! No, Mama!
And he visited
no,
the second curse. No, and this was the curse of childbearing. And he brought back pain and sweat and blood.
No,
Genesis 3:16.
Mama, let me out! Mama, please, let me out! Mama, please!
Thank you, Mama.
You can go to bed now.
Open, Mama.
What was that noise?
What noise?
Go to bed.
Sam, saying my prayers.
What are you going to leave for us, you people in your big cars, spewing pollution into the air? You people with heavy feet, trampling down the wilderness. You people who peer into the back seats of our cars, hours after you come out of the back doors of your motels. Soon, all we will have is each other. And that could be enough if you will let us have room enough and air enough and peace enough to love each other as you never could. I really must say, I must confess, this poem displays the most extraordinary talent. Talent extraordinary for you, Tommy Ross. You know, Tommy, this is slightly different from running touchdowns and hitting home runs. Yeah. Well, class, any criticisms? Anyone?
It's beautiful.
Carrie White. Beautiful. 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 Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain. Is that the beautiful you mean, is it, Carrie? Hmm? Well, I'm afraid, Carrie, this is hardly a criticism.
You suck.
Tommy? Did you say something, Tommy?
Who, me?
Yes, you.
I said, aw, shucks.
Roll call, Blake.
Present.
Bourne.
Here.
Gogan.
Present.
Grace.
Here.
Hargensen.
Here.
Litton.
Yeah.
McDermott.
Present.
O'Shea.
Present.
Pollock.
Here.
Shires.
Here.
Snell.
Here.
Watson. And the Wilsons. Okay, line up. Line up! Move it! On your feet, right now, two lines. You too, Chris. And spit out that gum.
Where'll I put it, Miss Collins?
You can choke on it for all I care. Just get it out of your mouth. Wipe that smirk off your face, Norma. Okay. Now, I want you all to know that you did a really shitty thing yesterday. A really shitty thing. Did any of you ever stop to think that Carrie White has feelings? Do any of you ever stop to think? No, I guess you're too busy thinking about your dates and the prom. I guess you can take your pick, Chris. Who's the lucky guy?
Billy Nolan.
Who?
Billy Nolan.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Could you speak up?
Billy Nolan.
Well, isn't he the lucky one? What about you, Sue? Who's taking you?
Tommy Ross.
Right. Now, my idea for this little trick you pulled was 3 days suspension and refusal of your prom tickets.
Oh! Nice!
That'd get you where you live, wouldn't it? And you deserve it. I don't think any of you have any idea of just how nasty what you did really was. But the office has decided you're to have 1 week's detention. Still, there's one little catch. It's to be my detention. That's 50 minutes every day, starting today, on the athletic field. Get the picture?
I'm not coming.
That's up to you, Chris. That's up to all of you. Punishment for skipping detention is 3 days suspension and refusal of your prom tickets. Any other thoughts? Good. Now change up.
Where are you going? I can't stay. Come on. I'm not coming.
You're really not going to come? You're going to miss out on the prom?
I'm not coming.
Well, I'm going to miss the conference.
And one! Bend up.
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1 Come on, you hotshots!
I can't get away with this. I'm gonna get her.
Let her go, Chris.
Like hell I will.
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2! The period's not up, Hargensen.
It is for me!
Keep running! Well, there are 10 minutes left.
Stick them up your...
Down, do you understand me?
She can't get away with this if we all stick together, Norma!
Honey!
Helen! Sue!
Shut up, Chris. Just shut up.
This isn't over. This isn't over by a long shot!
You're out of the prom, Hargensen. Okay, the show's over. In place! Run! 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2!
Telekinesis. Thought to be the ability to move or to cause changes in objects by force of the mind.
Coach said I'm in the Nationals.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Hey, terrific.
What's up?
Can I talk to you?
Oh, right now?
It's real important.
All right.
Tell me if I asked you to do something...
Yeah?
...very special for me. Would you do it?
Yeah.
I want you to take Carrie White to the prom.
How's it look in there?
Okay, I'll do it. In such a hurry. I'm hurrying away from you, you know that?
No, you're not.
Pain right in the ass.
You don't mean that.
I don't mean that. You're crazier than a son of a bitch, you know that? Jesus Christ, what's wrong with you?
Can't you wait a minute?
Well, what for? We do this all the time.
You're so ignorant.
Yeah, that's what you like about me, right? I know that.
Bullshit.
No? No? I know what you like about me. Yes, don't you touch me.
No! Done shit!
I thought I told you never to call me that. You know, you are totally fucked up. That's it. You really are, I know that. I'm convinced.
Billy. Come here. Billy, come on. Come on. I want you to do something.
What?
Something important.
Mm-hmm.
Billy.
Who? Hi, Carrie. That's good. If you don't have a date for the prom next Friday, would you like to go with me?
What?
To the prom? It's next Friday. I know this is late notice, but let's see. They stop. Carrie, let.
You guys go on. Practice those drills from yesterday. I'll be right there. Is it one of the girls? Did one of the girls do something to you?
No.
What is it then? You can trust me, you know that? Did you tell me?
I got invited to the prom.
That's great. That's fantastic. So what are you down here moping around for?
Tommy Ross asked me.
That's even better. He's really cute, huh?
I know who he goes around with. He's trying to trick me again, I don't know.
Maybe not. I mean, maybe you really meant it. Hey, Carrie, let's think about this now. I mean, it might be terrific. You might have a really good time. Carrie? Hey, Carrie, I want to talk to you. It's about this attitude you have about yourself. I mean, you're always walking around, you know, with your hair down, all moping around. Carrie? Come here, you big silly. I want you to look at yourself. Would you look at that? Come on. Now that's a pretty girl. Look at her eyes. A little mascara to bring it out. A little. Your lips. Try some lipstick. You have nice, pretty lips and your cheekbones. Look at your hair. It's beautiful hair. You could just put it up a little, maybe add a little curl. What do you think? Yeah.
Well, what do you want to know?
Why Tommy asked her to the prom? Well?
I asked him to.
Why? What for? What could you possibly have had in mind?
I thought it would be a good thing for Carrie to get her to join in with a few things and be with people.
Make her a part of things.
Right.
Come on, Sue. We're not that stupid. Neither is Carrie.
Maybe not. I don't know.
You mean you're not gonna go? You're just gonna stay home and miss your own senior prom? Come in. What is it?
Just the attendance sheets, Miss Collins.
Thank you. You know you can't go without a date. Is there anything else, Norma?
No, Miss Collins.
Thank you, Norma. Which brings us to you.
Miss Collins, I have to get the prom.
Well, it's too bad, isn't it?
If you don't mind, this is between Sue and I.
Oh, but I do mind. Unless, of course, you'd like to continue this little discussion in Mr. Morton's office.
What is the big deal?
Because it is a very big deal for Carrie White, and you know it.
Well, she already said no anyway.
Yeah, well, with a little effort, you can change that.
Don't count your chickens.
Just don't try.
Fine. I won't try.
Wait a second. It's not fine. You can't order someone not to take someone to the prom.
Well, you know, I can make sure that you don't hurt Carrie White anymore.
We're not trying to hurt her, Miss Collins. We're trying to help her.
How? Hey, Tommy, don't you think you're just going to look a little ridiculous when you walk in the prom with Carrie White?
We don't care how we look, do we?
Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
So this is where you live, huh?
What are you doing here?
You're gonna ask me? Why not?
Mama's resting.
Oh.
What do you want?
God, right to the point, huh? About the prom again.
I already told change.
Well, I know, but there's nothing to say you can't change your mind. Girls do it all the time.
Why are you doing this?
Because I want to.
No, you're not.
Carrie, now come on. I don't do anything I don't
want. I can't.
Yes, you can.
Carrie?
You better go.
Not till you say yes.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can.
I said I can't.
Carrie?
Yes, you can.
Will you please go?
Not till you say yes.
Why is this so important to you?
I don't know. Maybe because, you like my poem.
Carrie?
Okay, okay, I'll go.
Good, I'll pick you up at 8 o'clock. Okay.
What's the matter, Willie? Are we gonna wake up the little piggies, my friend? You know, this is a hell of a risk for a joke, Bill.
You want out?
No, it's a good joke.
You bet it's a good joke.
It's a good joke.
Look at this.
What?
All these pigs.
What are you talking about?
These painted pigs.
Stupid old man Henty's nitwit cousin painted them all.
Shh. I know. I went out with a girl that posed for him. She was a real pig.
Will you shut up?
Will you let me up here? Will you let me up?
Why? You're gonna kill that pig, right? Piggy! Here, Piggy!
I'm gonna bash your little heads in, and you don't have to worry about the bomb no more. Come here, little piggies. Come here, sucker. Come here, you little sucker. Come here. Here's one right here. Come here,
Will you shut up and do it already?
I'm not even gonna give him a chance to burn. Come here.
Oh, yeah?
Come here, Piggy.
Get her done. You can't do it from standing out here. Get her done, man. Get her done.
I can't. I can't, you.
Oh, I knew it. I knew this would happen. Just you. Hold it there, you pig. You fuck up. You know
do
what?
Do it, Jilly.
Just fuck up and you
just
shut
do
up.
Do it.
All right, move it out. Move it out. That's it. That's it. Come on. Come on. Move it out. Yeah. Yeah, that's my baby. Yeah, yeah. Do it.
You haven't touched your apple cake.
Gives me pimples, Mama.
Pimples are the Lord's way of chastising.
Mama?
Yeah?
Mama, please say that I've got to start to try and get along with people better.
When are you going out about, Carrie?
I've been invited to the prom.
Prom?
Yeah, the senior prom, you know. Everybody's going.
It's that teacher that called, wasn't it?
Please see that I'm not like you, Mom. I'm funny. I mean, all the kids think I'm funny. I don't want to be. I want to be normal. I want to start to try and be a whole person before it's too late for me to be. His name's Tommy Ross, and he's a very nice boy, Mom.
No.
And he promised to stop him and
meet
you before and have me in my midnight. Mom, I'm accepted,
Mama. No, no,
no. I'm accepted, Mama.
Come to your closet.
No.
After all you've been taught, Carrie.
Everyone isn't bad, Mama. Everything isn't a sin.
Come to your closet and pray. Ask to be forgiven.
He's a nice boy, Mama. You like him. You really like him, Mama.
Boys. The boys. The boys. Yes, the boys. After the blood come the boys, like sniffing dogs, running and slobbering and trying to find out where that smell comes from. Where the smell is, that smell. Listen, I know where they take you in that car. I see it, all right. Well, you're not going.
Artie said I would.
Tell that boy you're not going or we're going to move from here.
No.
You'll move from here and you'll never see that boy again. The rain's coming in.
Mom, please, talk
Let
to me.
Let it close the window.
Mama, I'll get him. Please, talk to me. I'm going, Mama. And things are going to change around here.
Witch. That's Satan's power.
Nothing to do with Satan, Mama. It's me. Me. If I concentrate hard enough, I can move things.
Satan is clever.
Mama, I'm not the only one. Other people can do it. I read about it.
Oh, you poor child. Don't you know? He doesn't let you know he's working through you.
I know.
He ended your father and carried him off.
He ran away, Mama.
The devil tempted him.
He ran away with a woman, Mama. Everybody knows that.
You must renounce this power. You must give it up. You must never use it.
I'm going. You can't stop me. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
You keep that damn light straight.
Hurry up. Watch it, you stupid shit. You're getting blood all over the place.
Who are you calling a stupid shit? I mean, you can't even keep that fucking light straight.
Just hurry up.
Yes, ma'am. We's doing the best we can. We really are, boss.
Hurry up. I want to go home.
Just your tits on, and I'll let you pull the rope when the time comes.
I plan to.
I know.
Sure. Ernest. Oh, listen, tonight's prom night and everything, right?
Oh, yeah, I didn't know you were interested in going.
I mean, I'm not interested in going. I'm a student here, am I?
I don't know.
Huh?
Are you?
Sure I am. I got so much spirit in this school, I want to be on the committee.
Well, you're a little late, Freddie. I could have used you a week ago on the decorating committee.
No, I'm not late, Ernest. I'm right on time, pal. You know, I want to collect the ballots, you know, for the king and queen and the voting and, you know. Think we can arrange that, huh?
Yeah, okay. Can you be here 6:30?
No. No, can't be here at 6:30. I'll be here at 8. How's 8? 8's fine with me.
Yeah, that'll do. Okay.
Okay, well, we'll see you then.
Yeah, see you, Freddy. Take it easy.
Yeah, I'll take it any way I can get it, pal.
Hey, Helen!
What?
Did you hear about Tommy Ross?
What?
Did you hear about Tommy Ross?
What?
He's taking Carrie White to the prom.
No.
Yeah.
He can't do that. Where's
Sue? Yes, Kenny asked her.
What's she gonna wear?
A Carrie?
A sackcloth?
Freddie, you gotta keep those stars coming faster.
They're coming.
Hey, what's this idea about Tommy taking Carrie to the prom?
Whatever you heard, it's true.
Why is he doing it? Everybody is talking about it.
I asked him to because I thought I owed it to Carrie.
And where's that put everybody else?
They gotta deal with it in their own way.
What do you mean?
Oh, just something.
But you're not going to the prom.
Oh, I'll be here.
You'll be here?
I sure will.
What do you mean, you're going to the prom?
Shut up. I will tell you later. You're going to be in on it. Don't worry about it.
I'm going to be in on it? What?
Yeah.
What?
Come on, I'll tell you later.
I want to know now, Chris.
Just wait.
Can you give me a hint?
I won't tell anybody, I promise.
I won't say a word. I promise I'm your best friend.
Come on. Okay.
Rent yourself a tuxedo for the prom.
I know, I only got 10 bucks, so.
10 bucks? You can rent yourself a tuxedo. You don't have to look great.
Come on, does this look nice?
He looks beautiful. You can look good. You'll make a good impression for once in your life.
Would you go out with me?
Not with Ruffles.
All right, well, you don't have to get Ruffles for yourself. You always gotta make a joke, right?
No, I just don't like Ruffles.
You don't like Ruffles? You don't have to get Ruffles! All right, now look at me, Beak. Don't I look sharp?
Well, yeah, it looks good on you, but I I don't look right in a tuxedo.
How do you know? You ever put on a tuxedo?
I don't have a tuxedo body.
I know they have tuxedos here for you.
But I wouldn't look right in it.
Wait a second. I know just the tuxedo for him.
Well, what do you think, huh?
I like it. I think it's terrific.
Look at that. No ruffles at all.
Red. I might have known it would be red.
It's pink, Mama. What Tommy gave me, Mama. Aren't they beautiful?
I can see your dirty pillows. Everyone will.
Breasts, Mama. They're called breasts. And every woman has them.
Take off that dress.
No.
We'll burn it together and pray for forgiveness.
No, Mama.
Well, he's not coming.
He is coming, Mama. Now stop it. I'm nervous enough.
No, he's not coming. He's not gonna come.
Go away! Stop it, Mama! Stop hurting yourself, Mama!
He's gonna laugh at you. They're all gonna laugh at you.
Look,
it's not too late. You can stay here with me.
I don't want to stay with you, Mama.
Look, I'll answer the door, and I'll tell him that you're sick. I'll tell him that you changed your mind.
Sit down and be quiet!
Look, I'll tell him that you changed your mind.
Sit there, Mama, and don't say a word until I'm gone. Be home early. Love you, Mama.
Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live.
Wait here just a minute.
Are you scared?
Uh-huh. Maybe this was a mistake.
Oh, no. That's not gonna be that bad. They're a good crowd, really. Really? Don't be so nervous. Besides, I'd look awfully stupid dancing by myself, wouldn't I? Now, come on.
As I look back upon my younger days, I really was a maniac. Blowing up a jar with a cherry bomb, get a janitor a cardiac. The devil's got a hold of his soul. Oh, many were the times that my buddies and I choked upon a cigarette. Get too drunk to talk, and we could barely walk, swearing for the hell of it. Then when it's your right to see the president's daughter, the body's
boy. You know, Ross, if I knew you were gonna look this sharp, I would have taken you instead of, what's the name of your...
Don't bother about them. If they self-destruct, I'll dance with you. Hey, where did you buy that dress? I love it. I made it.
Me?
The decorations, don't they look great?
Yeah, I'm so nervous.
Oh, it's okay. You're gonna sit with us.
Hey, what time is it?
8 o'clock.
Let's go. Where are you going? Just out. See you later. Sue?
Would you like to dance?
Could we just sit here for a minute?
Oh, sure. Sure, anything you want.
Carrie? Hi, Miss Collins. You look so pretty.
You too. You look beautiful.
Thank you. I know I don't, not really, but thank you anyway.
May I sit down?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why don't you?
Thank you.
I remember my prom. I had a date with the captain of the basketball team. And he was 6'7" tall. So I went out and bought a pair of 3-inch spike heels so that our kiss goodnight would be less awkward, right? So anyway, we went in his pickup truck, which of course broke down, and we had to get out and walk the last half mile to the prom. So by the time I got there, my feet were so covered with blisters that all I could do was just sit there, you know? I mean, I couldn't dance. So we just sat there and just talked. It was magic. Is it like that for you?
It's nice.
Just nice?
No. It's like, it's like being on Mars.
You'll never forget it.
I don't think I will.
Hey, what's going on here, huh?
What are you doing with my date?
Well, we're just talking, you know.
Yeah?
Have a lovely time, okay? And you too. Bye.
Don't let me catch you hugging any guys like that.
I won't.
Mm-hmm. Better not.
I won't.
You really have to be home so early?
Yeah, I promised.
Yeah? Okay.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. It's all right. Some of the kids are gonna go over to Boston's after the prom.
It's okay.
What?
If you want to go with your friends, I don't want to spoil anything.
Could you let me finish? What I was gonna say is that if you'd like to, we could stop in at the Beehive for a couple minutes.
Never been there.
No?
Good.
Well, then let's go.
Okay?
For sure. All right. Are you ready to dance? Come on. Come on. Come on.
I don't know how.
Sure. Come on.
Look at me.
put this on my shoulder. That's right. Okay. Just relax. All right? Okay. Just listen to the music. That's right. See, you got it. That's good. You're as good as anyone else out here. You got it.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
It's just like...
That's all right. No harm. No foul.
I can't do anything.
Yeah, you can.
I can't dance. I can't even...
Because it's the prom.
Why am I here with you?
Because I asked you.
Why'd you ask me?
Because I wanted to.
Why'd you want to?
Because you like my poem. Only I didn't write it, somebody else did. Carrie, we're here, and we're together, and I like it. I do, I like it. If you win, all they do is they put you up there for a school song and a dance, and then some guy takes your picture for the yearbook so that everyone can see we look like a couple of idiots. Anyway, it's the last year. Why not?
You're so beautiful.
Hey, you're beautiful.
Who should we vote for? They're more your crowd than mine. I don't even have a crowd.
Well, let's vote for ourselves.
Oh.
Why not?
So please don't vote for ourselves.
Come on, to the devil with false modesty.
The devil.
Touch. said they were gonna win.
They will. Won't even be close. I called in a few favors.
Can I have your ballot, please?
Hey, thanks, Bobby.
Ballots. Can I have your ballot, please?
Thanks, Senate. Well, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks, there.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, there.
Thanks. Ballots, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, Freddie, hurry up, please. Ballots.
I'm coming, dear.
Ballots.
Good, good. Thanks a lot, there, Dave.
Get all of them. Get them in.
We're right in back here. So start kicking. Good luck.
More ballots. Thank you. I have some more ballots for you
guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'll take it.
Very
ladies and gentlemen, I've got the winners.
All right.
I give you Tommy Ross and Kerry White.
Yes!
Thank you.
sorry, Cassie. We're all sorry, Cassie.
Trust me, Carrie. You can trust me. Trust me, Carrie. You can trust me. Trust me, Carrie. You can trust me.
Yeah. hold me, Mama. Please hold me.
I should have killed myself when he put it in me. After the first time, before we were married, Ralph promised never again. He promised, and I believed him. But sin never dies. Sin never dies. At first, it was all right. We lived sinlessly. We slept in the same bed, but we never did. And then, that night, I saw him looking down at me that way. We got down on our knees to pray for strength. I smelled the whiskey on his breath. The stink of the Roadhouse whiskey on his breath. And I liked it. I liked it. Well, all that dirty touching on his hands on me, all over me. I should have given you to God when you were born. And I was weak and backsliding. But now, the devil has come home. We'll pray.
Yes.
We'll pray. We'll pray. We'll pray. For the last time, we'll pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Thank you. Hello? Oh, Betty, thank God it's you. I don't think I could have handled one more reporter. Oh, well. No, we're all a little edgy. She's better. Well, sleeping too much, I guess, but Dr. Schneider said that's to be expected after all she's been through. Well, he said that she's young enough so that she'll forget all about it in time. No. I wouldn't let her go to the funerals. With Tommy and all the others gone, it's best we just go away for a while.